Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Charmaine. And I actually had to take it down a couple of notches since this morning and, of course, just moments ago because I'm in that space, right? And this morning I was thinking, I'm doing a show today. And I love to do a show when I'm inspired because it's going to come from the most authentic space and the truest space. And what I needed was to be still. What I needed was to meditate. What I needed was to balance the energy around me, balance the energy in my home, balance the energy in my spirit, and feel good. And I had to tap into so many of those feel-good spaces, right? And that's why we create a string of happy places and moments and create that spiritual practice, right, for when we need it. And so this morning, I am going to talk about meditation amidst the madness, because there's so much going on around us out there, but there's so much going on within our own spirits, within our own lives, within our own homes, within our own workplace, things that impact us, right? And so when we think about balance, work-life balance expert, all of that, everything comes into play, because this is one of the things that we absolutely need to create, to have, and to embrace on a daily basis, on a regular basis, and that is to bring peace, because chaos runs rampant, and chaos can be near to us, far away from us, in the lives of the people that we know and love. And so welcome again to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Charmaine, and I will tell you, let me set the scene, because of course, I needed to set this for myself, right? And so it is a gorgeous morning. Happy Wellness Wednesday, may I add. And there is jazz upstairs. There's jazz downstairs. I am enjoying Ayurvedic tea, lemon, sage, and ginger. Incense is floating through the open window. I'm listening to the sound of chirping birds and the faintness of jazz in the background, a cool spring breeze wafting the smell of lavender oil that is splashed in the warm water as I'm sitting here at my desk, soaking my feet in the meantime and just feeling all the warmth and the energy, right? And, of course, the indistinctive scent of Garnier Fructis conditioner in my tresses. And then the room itself just smells like peace. I need this. I needed to create this today. Well, number one, after being home for 14 days, I go back to my secular desk job tomorrow. And, of course, as we know, there are so many news stories that have popped up all over the globe, especially here in the United States, with so much crime and drama and, you know, killings. And it's just a lot. And sometimes we feel as though we can handle this, because guess what? It's not happening to me or to anyone that I know and love, but it is happening around you. It is happening to you because it's happening to someone else. And because we are so connected as a people, because we're so connected, the universe connects everything, right? You think when you hear these things, it's just a news story. I will tell you that yesterday, chaos came to my doorstep, came into my home, right? I picked up my son from school. We had a really great interaction, interacting with my husband downstairs. He's, you know, making something for dinner and, you know, our favorite, one of the things, fried plantains. And, you know, we're sharing things. And all of a sudden, in the midst of having a wonderful time, chaos broke out. And it was one of those things where you step back and you're like, where did this come from? How does a conversation, a discussion escalate so quickly into an uproar of cursing and back and forth and a man to man and toe to toe? And here I am as mom, I'm restraining, you know, and it chaos came to my door. And you see and you hear what's going on around, but I think we have to stop and think and stop and understand, what is my calling and what is calling me? And in order for that to happen, and in order for us to step back, we need to listen. Listen for your calling. Listen for what is calling you. What is it that I need to be doing, feeling, being in this moment? And I believe so deeply with my soul, with my energy, with my center, with the core of my being, that we are made of love, and so we're made to love. If we're not tapping into the space of love, harmony, peace, happiness, joy, and making that a perpetual part of our lives, because it is our DNA. But when we deviate so often from not being still, when we deviate so often by being busy, by listening to the noise, and it is there, it is so loud, you can't avoid it. You turn the news on, you can't avoid it. You go on the social media, you can't avoid it. Everything is a news story. Everything is happening. The noise is loud. How do we shut that off? How do we shut that off enough, long enough, consistently enough to create more of a peaceful space? A lot of times we talk about the angry black man. Let me tell you something. I saw two angry black men, my teenager and my husband, yesterday. And it was not the prettiest sight, the prettiest thing to listen to. Now, while there was no physical interaction, the verbal, the words, I mean, you could just really see that. And I knew that chaos had come. I knew that I needed to create that peace. We went for a walk, you know, and just kind of clearing the mind, creating that space. And, of course, the evening, as night came by, ended definitely better. There was peace. Peace came back. But sometimes you have to step away. Sometimes you have to find where that is. And it is in us. It is in your mind. And so, number one, I want to hit six things. And I know the monologue was a whole 10 minutes, but it was important. It was important to know where this inspiration came from to talk about meditation amidst the madness. Because when it's personal, you see that I can relate in so many other ways to what else is out there because we are connected, right? And so first you decide the six things I want to talk about today. And of course, because I was still and I was present, I was able to collect my thoughts from what was important, right? To me, really, And first thing is purpose. Why do I need this now? Why do I need this now? What is the awareness that I'm trying to create? What is the lesson? What is the space that I need to get back to? What do I need to listen to? What is the purpose of me sitting in stillness, sitting in meditation? I know, I haven't coined it. I think it existed or it exists. Wellness Wednesday. It's one of my favorite sacred days, moments where I take time out of the day to really be present, to really meditate, to kind of do sometimes even the foo-foo thing. It involves self-care. It involves spiritual care. It involves emotional care. It involves just recollecting my thoughts, some planning, organizing. It involves a lot of things. But all in all, it involves that purpose. Why do I need this now? And so when we think about meditating, the first thing you want to recognize is the purpose of this. And once you decide what this purpose is, the intention, the next thing that you want to do is to prepare. So what is my purpose? Why do I need this now? And then when that is clear to you, and sometimes it may not be clear, right? And this is why we're going to go into a few more of the other steps, is you create, you prepare. Prepare that space. That space, number one, is a physical space. Let's talk about that. And it's also that spiritual space. The physical space sometimes can be as simple as your bathroom floor sitting on a mat. I personally enjoy candles, scented incense, dim lights or fireplace. I am a water and fire person. That's how I would call myself. And so, and I love the smell and scent. I love the more of a East cultural, meditative, spiritual viewpoint and the connection of my soul. And so you have to prepare that space physically. Get your candles, whether it's a dim light, your incense. I also like the smell of burning oils. So I've got my oil burner. Inhaling, right? And we're going to talk about that. Because all those things help you to feel good. Part of that also is, are you going, maybe get a cup of Ayurvedic tea or, some water, whatever it is, create that space. Some people go all the way out. They have an altar. Your altar can definitely be just your bed or how you sit in meditation. But you have to prepare that space. Make sure there's intention, right? The other thing I feel like is very important is decide what time of day works for you. Decide the time of day that you're going to spend in meditation. Now, there's a Buddhist saying, if you can't sit for 20 minutes in meditation, then you're too busy. Now, let's think about it. 20 minutes out of a 24-hour day, and for most of us, like myself, it's a sacred 7 to 8 hours of peaceful sleep, right? So you take 8 hours out of that 24, you've got 16 left. If you work a secular job, maybe a 9 to 5 or something, you got 8 hours plus commute, another 10 hours. You've got 6 hours left. Then you've got your family, yourself, your loved ones, your chores, different things like that. We're busy. We make ourselves busy. We're inevitably busy. There's nothing you could do about business because it is a part of your day. However, how you approach that business, how you approach that schedule is important. So what time of day do you know that you will spend at least 20 minutes in meditation? Because if you can't do that, you're too busy. Something has got to give. And your mind is too busy. And if your mind is too busy, then you definitely need to meditate. So create that rhythm and that pattern. Make sure that it works for you. I know for me, my sacred time, I just pretty much any time. I want to share something, actually, because sometimes you think meditation, you just have to sit. But yes, you have to sit and just not move. It's okay. You can do that for 20 minutes, right? But there are other times throughout the day that you will, you must, you should incorporate into keeping the balance, right? So for me, the best time of I like is early morning. I don't know, it could be operant conditioning. My dad always said, don't let the sun catch you sleeping. But number one, anyway, you got to get up for work, children, things like that. So inevitably, mornings are great. I don't rush through my mornings. I need at least 2 hours before I get going on my quote-unquote work day, right? So I will be up anywhere between 5:30 and 6 on any given day. Ah, oh, that lavender. Oh, my gosh, my toes are starting to look fabulous. So when I say fabulous, the gunk is raising up now because I do my soak in some, of course, I told you I had some lavender oil in there. And the trick is some cheap Dollar Tree Listerine and a little bit of hydrogen peroxide. And you soak it in for about 20 minutes and you slosh it off with a pumice stone. I like doing my feet. Anyway, I digress. I have nothing. Well, yes, it does have to do with sitting still and balance, right? Because I'm conditioning my hair. I'm soaking my feet. I'm doing my talk show. I'm sipping on my tea. And so when I'm done, it's a nice, delicious shower, spend some time with the heat and all of that stuff. Then I'll go take an afternoon walk, come back, have a relaxing lunch, afternoon tea, and then get the rest of my afternoon going with children, family, unpack a dishwasher, all that. But this is how my day is going to look, right? Sprinkled with other things, right? But you balance. You balance. So the mornings, like I was saying, works for me because I enjoy a nice strong cup of coffee. I enjoy lighting the candles and just relaxing, listening to jazz, my favorite, and just being at ease. Being at ease, resting my mind and allowing my thoughts. And I will say, let me go into the fourth thing, is focus. So then you focus your breath. You focus on, I am here. You create your mantra. And so people, I don't know, everyone's different. You get into, you may chant a mantra. You may do the om. It's just that sensation of vibration and vibrational energy physically that literally you create that goes through your body like a guitar string or something, right? So you can do your om if that's your thing. You can sit and you can breathe and make sure that your breath is intentional, that you're actually intending to breathe. It's not just something that's happening because breathing occurs naturally, right? But do we think about our breath? Because when you think about your breath, when you're focused on your breath, you are actually oxidizing your cells, right? You are being intentional in actually living and breathing. And so for those moments, breathe in and breathe out. Now, those were a few seconds, right? Those few seconds, all of that breath, that air goes all the way through, and you could take it even longer. Because if you are, I do this a lot when I'm focused on a specific area of my body that I feel like need healing, or there's an ache or pain, or just I want the breath of life to go all the way through my little toe and back up. again and out again. Or I want the breath of life to go all the way through, extend through my arms and my fingers, all the way through my entire body. So I will be thinking and focusing the breath all the way through and almost feeling, listening to it move through. Think about what it's doing. It's giving life to the cells, because cells are dying and cells are living, and it's multiplying and it's dying and it's living and it's multiplying. And there's so much that goes in our physical bodies that has to do with our spiritual outlook. It all connects spirit, mind, and body. And so I find that when I begin to practice breathing, say I have an ache or pain somewhere, I need my muscles are tense, my neck, you know, that the adrenaline that flows into your body when you're going through stress or trauma, loss, situations in the world. A lot of people go through different anxiety bouts just with what's going on outside, much less what's going on in their personal lives. And so focusing that breath, feeling the sensation, and chanting whatever your mantra is also part of that meditative process. So we talked about having a purpose. Why do I need this now? Being intentional and prepare that space, and then determine what's the time of day that I'm not going to be busy, I'm not going to be distracted. Don't fit meditation into your life. Make that your spiritual practice and your priority. Before you start jumping around your day, make sure that's your priority. And then focus that breath. Along with that is going to come, and I fully believe everything is intention. That's just the space I come from. But everyone will create and have their own spiritual path, but own spiritual practice. And it's a practice is something you do every day, right? You find moments throughout the day to do it. If a tennis player only plays a couple of times and just goes to practice once, what's going to happen? Are they going to be good at it? Absolutely not. If you're trying to lose weight and you only eat one healthy meal and you're like, well, I just ate healthy, but the other two, three meals are, you know, junk and laden with fattening things, with things that is not healthy for you, are you going to lose weight? No. If you decide I'm going to start working out and you only go to the gym or work out from home or go for a run or walk one time or two times, is that going to bring you success? So many times our spirituality and our own peace and joy and happiness takes a backseat to everything else. And we don't feel that it's so important to be intentional with creating that. Like I was saying, if you are an athlete or, you know, you're trying to accomplish a goal or whatever, you don't stop. Even when you accomplish the goal, you know, think about the – for instance, I use tennis as an example. Think about Serena Williams. Or, you know, does she just, I won this, I won that, I'm done now. Or Tiger Woods, I won the Masters, I won. No. Or chess player. They keep going after they've reached a goal because you set another goal. And that's where that those spiritual muscles become stronger, right? Because when you need to, for instance, the example I shared with myself, I realized this morning I need to be back in balance. When you need to, you're going to know exactly what you need to tap into. And sometimes it's going to be more than 20 minutes. Sometimes it may be 20 hours or 20 days. You're going to need to have these spiritual, meditative muscles ready. And I say that because if you're not ready, the world's going to hit you. Life's going to hit you. Mortgage issues are going to hit you. Family issues are going to hit you. Death is going to hit you. Losing your job is going to hit you. Changes are going to hit you. Life itself happens. But how do you stay centered? How do you stay in gratitude? How do you stay in joy and peace and love without your spiritual center? I always say whenever it's like, you know, my thing is I'm back on, no desserts, no sweets, that kind of stuff. And then, you know, Bruno's like, okay, if he's going to do something, that's my husband, he'll like, okay, I'm going to the gym or I'm start working out or I stopped eating this and I started doing this in 2 days. I'm like, how you popping like that? So it's kind of like your spiritual muscle, right? You sharpen it, you strengthen it. And once you use it, it pops right back into place. It knows exactly what to do. It knows exactly what to do. So keep that revving. Last thing, presence. Presence. And presence is about everything that we talked about, right? But welcome what comes. Too many times we're in meditation, we're not manifesting. We're not, because we're not listening, we're not still, we're not letting it come and then letting it go intentionally. Welcome whatever comes. Say, I don't want to think about this. I don't want to think about it, because that's what you're going to think about. Whatever comes to you is what needs to come to you. Take that captive, breathe, and let the answers flow. And sometimes it's not the answer. Sometimes it's not an answer that you need. You just need a resolve and a dissolve. You don't need to carry around an answer. You just need a resolve and a dissolve. So welcome what comes and feel it intentionally without labeling. Now, if you're not used to this kind of lifestyle and balance, right, you're going to have to start to practice and create it. Because our mind and our thoughts are exactly what it is. It's going to just do what it does. We can condition our minds. We can condition ourselves. We can condition our internal dialogue. This is what I'm feeling. So what do I do now? What is it I need? Why do I need this? Do I need to get out and go for a walk? Do I need to sit still in meditation? What is it that I want to get back to? Do I want to get back to balance? I want to get back to my happy place. And it's not automatic. It has to be intentional. Otherwise, some things are going to still sit there. It's going to still sit there. And it's okay if it sits there for a little while, because you're working through some things. So being still in meditation, we know that meditation has been demonstrated to have positive physical and mental effects, right? It decreases anxiety. It improves your state of mind or state of being by not feeling depressed. It reduces frequency and intensity of just panic attacks. I mean, stuff's happening. And of course, when you talk about physical and mental, the blood pressure in your body, what's going on, your stress level, what's causing you to feel ill physically. So through meditation, we have the ability to change the way our brain works. And we have the ability to go back and reset our happiness quotient, right? We have the ability to get back to peace and to feeling good. So when you think about meditation amidst the madness, think about it. Create that space. Have a purpose, focus, decide, prepare, and be present. Be present. On that note, and Ginger, and I will say thank you for joining me, for listening when you do, if you do, on the Charmaine Show. This is Charmaine, a discussion on meditation amidst the madness, and on this amazing, beautiful Wellness Wednesday, I wish you all the best, and may your day be filled with peace. Again, this is Charmaine on the Charmaine Show, and thank you.